The story of Jack and the Beanstalk has been filmed by people as diverse as Gene Kelly, Chuck Jones, and the Three Stooges. Now there's Jack the Giant Slayer. Kenneth Turan has this review.
Pity poor Jack. There he was, minding his own business in some dusty fairy tale book, when he was dragooned into active service as the front man for a would-be blockbuster. Jack's been through the Hollywood shuffle before, but there's never been a Jack tale that delivered so little pleasure for so many dollars. Jack the Giant Slayer is set in the made-up kingdom of Cloister. Two young people, a pauper named Jack and an adventurous princess named Isabel, meet when he saves her from the medieval version of sexual harassment.
What's the matter, love? Not enjoying the show?
Get your hands off me!
Hey! Hey! That's no way to treat a lad. Oh. Lady. To be honest, you looked a little too drunk to do that. Now, what say we let the good lady go home, and I'll consider forgetting all about this.
We're sorry, sir. We don't want any trouble.
Good. Because that's what you're going to get. Trouble.
Jack somehow ends up with a bag of magic beans, and when one of them gets loose, a gargantuan stalk results. It propels the princess up to an island in the sky, where a race of cranky giants have been thirsting for payback against humanity for past misdeeds. Jack joins an expedition up the vine to save her.
You're here.
You sound surprised.
Yeah, well, we're miles up and you're afraid of heights.
I'm not afraid. Just not log again.
Jack the Giant Slayer does have all the things money can buy, including a horde of computer-generated giants.
Three! Five!
These behemoths are so big, they throw burning trees around when they don't get what they want. Jack is directed by Bryan Singer. Its unsurprising, cobbled-together script has all the earmarks of being a Hollywood assignment, an exercise in the arbitrary with no organic reason for being. I can't speak for giants, but if any human being had even a moment of personal passion about this project, the evidence is not on the screen.
Ouch. Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition in the Los Angeles Times.